This is KJZZ's Here and Now in Phoenix. I'm Steve Goldstein. As you just heard, Arizona's attracting a lot of attention from the presidential nominees, but there are also many state and valley-centric races on your ballot that are bound to be impactful, including the U.S. Senate and House, Maricopa County, the state legislature. With me to talk about some of those battles and the final push 6 days ahead of Election Day is political consultant and former state lawmaker Stan Barnes of Copper State Consulting. Stan, good morning.
Hey, Steve. Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Always good to have you. So how significant do you think the Hillary Clinton visit is, considering Donald Trump's been here 7 times?
Yeah, I think it's significant for a couple big reasons. One, and I think politics is symbolism, or symbolism is very important in politics, I should say. And the symbolism of the Democratic nominee coming to Arizona this close to Election Day is very important for the Arizona voter to witness and to contemplate. I also think it like when Trump comes to Arizona, I think when the nominee comes to our state, it forces us to bear down on that candidate, and that's what voters in Arizona will be doing. That could help her. And if the race is close in Arizona, I think she'll look back and say, we won Arizona because we paid attention to Arizona.
And on this program, we've talked a lot, of course, about the Senator McCain, Representative Kirkpatrick race. So I will just jump to the horse race. Do you think either John McCain or Joe Arpaio loses on November 8th?
I think Joe Arpaio loses. I don't think John McCain does. I think John McCain has a comfortable lead and will maintain that through Election Day. John McCain has a special place in Arizona politics, and you put together all the races he's won, all the battles he's fought, his nomination for the presidency, and he's just a man in his own stratosphere. And I believe Ann Kirkpatrick is going to find out how difficult it is to defeat somebody in that stratosphere, and John McCain will win comfortably. Arpaio is a different animal. For one thing, he's Maricopa County only. And for another, unlike John McCain, really, Arpaio has just decided to consistently hit one political note most all of his career. And I think he's managed to accumulate the kind of scar tissue among voters over time that is finally going to catch up with him. And I'm predicting Arpaio loses. I have no more insight than anyone else does, but I watch this stuff like you do. And I think there is Joe fatigue, and it's going to catch up with him.
And there's been a lot of talk, of course, about the war chest that the sheriff has, and it seems to be spent on a lot of different sort of ads, because we've seen the tent city is great, I'm protecting you, but now I also saw an ad yesterday I hadn't seen before, sort of the softer side of Joe Arpaio with his wife. Does this indicate desperation, trying to change his image somehow?
No, I've seen all those ads, and I have in my mind said that in spite of my belief Joe Arpaio will lose the election, he's running a very good campaign, and props to Chad Willems, who does most of the campaign thinking for him. They've spent a lot of money, but they've spent it wisely. Their television advertising is incredibly good, I think, professionally done, right on the kinds of messages that Joe needs to talk about. And I think, to your exact point, he's pressing many different buttons out there. He's running the I'm the guy that saves puppies. I'm the guy that puts people in jail. I'm the guy that's been married to my wife for 59 years and look at her, listen to her, speak for me. And so I think he's really covered the gamut and done it very well. If he squeaks it out, it's going to be because they ran a fantastic campaign.
Now, Arizona, and this of course includes Maricopa County, has been, I think, interesting over the decades in the sense that there have been, for example, the year that Janet Napolitano won re-election by 20-plus points was also a year that Republicans did very well, too. So this is not necessarily, as well as Republicans are doing in statewide office now, it's not necessarily sort of a check mark. Okay, we're going to vote Republican, whatever it may be. Do you see that sort of inconsistency coming out here? Let's say maybe Hillary Clinton doesn't win Arizona, but you end up seeing a number of Democrats do pretty well this year, or do you expect this to be a Republican role in Arizona?
Yeah, I think the hallmark of Arizona voters in the almost 30 years that I've been involved is this point you're making in the first part of your question. Voters take them one at a time. And there's not a lot of Republican or Democratic waves within Arizona. I mean, Janet Napolitano can beat Len Munsell by 20 points, and yet the legislature get more Republican in the same stroke. And I think we're going to get the same kind of thing the next week in Arizona. I think, for instance, Trump is going to win Arizona, but I think Arpaio is going to lose Maricopa County. I think McCain is going to win the U.S. Senate seat, but I think Tom O'Halloran is going to win the congressional seat that he's fighting for with Paul Babiou. So I think they're you can't broad brush them, and voters just don't get that memo that us pundits like to lay down on them.
So is the O'Halloran Babiou CD1 race the only one you see as being especially contentious, Stan? Because I was thinking, we haven't heard a lot about Martha McSally versus Matt Hines. Does that seem like a slam dunk for McSally?
No, I think we in Phoenix haven't heard a lot about McSally and Hines because it's such a Tucson and Southeast Arizona phenomenon. If you're in Tucson's market or in Cochise County, I think you've probably heard plenty. It just doesn't get up here from the colonies to Rome, where we live in Maricopa County, where all the people are. I think that's going to be close. I think the McSally race is going to be close, and she is going to pull it out, but it's going to be very close because that seat is the kind of seat that's that dynamic. The O'Halloran Babiou race, we do get a lot of because they have to buy Phoenix Television.
Right.
And that is a Democratic spot, no matter how people like me like to try to think of it something else. But when Ann Kirkpatrick can beat Jonathan Payton and Andy Tobin back-to-back, two good candidates, there's a Democratic advantage with the tribes in that district. And Paul Babiou, as much as I like the guy, has got a lot of negatives that are being exploited by the O'Halloran camp.
You don't like him because of the bald thing, right?
The ball thing is one reason I do like it.
Okay.
Thank you for mentioning that.
So finally, Stan, let's look at the legislative outcomes briefly. There are some in the Senate that are pretty contentious. Eric Meyer against Kate Brophy McGee. They were mates in the House, another running against each other for a Senate seat. Are there enough potential flips for the Democrats to at least tie the state Senate, or will that continue to be Republican-led?
There are enough potential. We'll all have to see if potential plays out, but our Democratic friends are doing a very good job of targeting those potential flip seats. They have got money, they've got energy, because they haven't had any governance in the state Senate for 15 years, and then almost 15 before that. And so they sense that there's a possibility. And it is not, in my humble estimation, it's not probable, but it is possible because they've got some great candidates running in some of these swing seats. I think the money, smart money, is still on the Republicans holding because they've got a natural advantage, and Democrats have to hit three or four bank shots in order for it to go all the way to a 16-member Democratic majority. 15-15 is one degree easier. But people in the Capitol crowd that I run in are believing the Republicans are going to still hold, even if it's only by one, that the Senate will still be Republican, and Steve Yarbrough from Chandler, Ahwatukee will still be the next Senate president.
Stan Barnes is the man behind Copper State Consulting. Stan, good to talk with you. Enjoy Election Day.
You bet. Thanks very much, Steve.